Sailing by. Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 5th of August. There are warnings of gales in Malin, Hebrides and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Scotland, 1002, expected West Viking, 1001 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra, easterly or northeasterly, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in West Viking. Thundery rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Cirra, southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 3 to 5, thundery rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forties Cromarty, cyclonic 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fourth Tyne Dogger, south or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 5 to 7 later. Perhaps gale 8 later in Tyne and Dogger. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher German Bight, south or southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest 4 to 6. Thundery showers, fog patches at first in Fisher. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in Fisher. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest veering west or northwest in White, Portland and Plymouth 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 in Dover. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in south, showers, good. Trafalgar, Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4 in west, but in east, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, west or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 in Sole, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon Rockall, northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Rockall, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain at first in east, otherwise showers. Good, occasionally poor at first in east. Malin Hebrides, cyclonic, becoming northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Bailey, north 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 3 to 5. Rain at first in southeast, moderate or good. Fair Isle, northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, backing northerly 4 to 6 later. Rain, fog patches in southeast, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast and poor elsewhere. Faroes, northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain until later in southeast, good, occasionally poor in southeast. Southeast Iceland, variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north by west 2, rain, 800 metres, 1003, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast 5, rain, 1 mile, 1003, falling slowly. Lerwick, northeast by east 5, rain, 1009, falling. Wick, east 5, slight rain, 1200 metres, 1002, falling. Aberdeen, south-southwest 3, 14 miles, 1002, falling more slowly. Lucas, southwest 3, 22 miles, 1003, now rising. Boomer, southwest by west 1, 9 miles, 1004, now falling. Bridlington, west 3, 1006, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 11 miles, 1012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 11 miles, 1013. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west southwest 5, 1012, rising slowly. Jersey, west southwest 3, 11 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 1013. Silly automatic, west by north 4, recent precipitation 8 miles, 1013 rising. Milford Haven, west-southwest 3, 19 miles, 1009 rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest by south 4, 35 miles, 1009 rising slowly. Valley, west-southwest 4, 7 miles, 1007 rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 4, recent rain, 6 miles, 1006 now falling. Valentia, northwest 3, 8 miles, 1014 rising. Ronald's Way, west by south 3, recent rain, 19 miles, 1005 rising slowly. Malinhead, west by south 4, 9 miles, 1004 now falling. Macrahanish automatic, west-southwest 3, 22 miles, 1004 rising slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. An area of low pressure currently centred over Scotland will move away slowly northeastwards during the next 24 hours. Winds will remain strong, perhaps touching gale force in some northern areas, and there will be further rain or showers for many northern and western parts, especially across Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northeasterly 4 to 6 until later in north and variable 2 to 4 until later in south, but becoming northerly or northwesterly 5 or 6 later everywhere. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery in south, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in south. Showers, thundery at times, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 3 or 4, veering west or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at times, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, then increasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly 3 to 5 later. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 for a time in east, then veering westerly 4 or 5 later. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest 4 to 6, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwesterly 3 to 5 at first in east, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, showers good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, showers good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, westerly or southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in far north, showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, veering west or northwest 5 to 7 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in south, then veering westerly or northwesterly later. Showers, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 5 to 7. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, then veering northwesterly 5 to 7. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point, southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 for a time later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4 at first in south and east, otherwise northeasterly, backing northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, then backing northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, east backing northeast, then north later 5 or 6, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, we're approaching the end of our day and about to pass the baton to our colleagues at the BBC World Service, who are standing by with the newsroom. Then at 1:30, the Global Story asks, who's to blame for the chaos on Spain's border? Why did tens of thousands of migrants from Morocco suddenly attempt to cross into the Spanish enclave of Ceuta by sea last week? In the days since, the sudden border crisis has left at least 72 people dead, and a variety of theories have circulated. We'll have more on that in half an hour. For now, though, this is Chris Aldridge. Thank you for your company. Do have a very peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. How a Russian drone chased a man down a Ukrainian street in what's being called a human safari. We'll also get the latest on heavy attacks on Kyiv in the last few hours. Also,
we are in talks with the Iranians, and I think there is a chance we may have a deal today or tomorrow to open the strait.
Washington claims the Strait of Hormuz could soon be fully reopened, but we've heard this multiple times throughout the conflict. So what's really going on? The bruising US primary election that could point to the future of the Democratic Party. And
I've been working with elephants for more than 30 years. I have never seen elephants dying in numbers like this. And some information has been released to the public, but it's not adding up.
Why are so many elephants dying in Kenya? All that to come in the next 30 minutes. First, a news bulletin.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. The Ukrainian capital has come under attack from Russian ballistic missiles. The missile barrage comes less than 24 hours after Ukraine carried out its own attacks on logistics warehouses and oil infrastructure in Russia. Warren Bull has the details.
The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, said an office block and a number of warehouses were hit in the attack. He said one residential building in Holosiyivsky district had collapsed, with fears that people unable to seek shelter in time are under the rubble. Both Ukraine and Russia have increased their long-range attacks in recent weeks as they continue to target each other's infrastructure. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has stepped up his demands for more US-made Patriot missile interceptors to protect the country's airspace against such attacks.
An Indian merchant ship has come under attack in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen. The foreign ministry in Delhi condemned the attack and said the targeting of commercial shipping in the